The White House is in a panic after tech mogul Elon Musk made waves with his meme trolling of President Biden and Dr. Fauci that effectively threw their already tense relationships into upheaval. Get ready for an even wilder ride as this drama unfolds. It looks like we're about to see just how far Elon Musk is willing to push his tweets. I'm Gary Franchi. You want the top news every day? Hit subscribe and turn on your notifications. Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden's press secretary, was appalled and called Elon Musk's call for prosecution of Fauci disgusting and incredibly dangerous. President Joe Biden's office condemned Musk on Monday after he ridiculed Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is Joe Biden's coronavirus advisor. The Twitter CEO said via Twitter, "My pronouns are prosecute Fauci." Joe Biden's diversity hire says that memes are dangerous. Elon Musk also trolled Joe Biden and Fauci with the meme over the weekend, "Just one more lockdown, my king." The Twitter CEO also said via Twitter that Fauci lied to Congress about the origins of COVID, particularly in connection to gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He tweeted, "As for Fauci, he lied to Congress and funded gain-of-function research that killed millions of people." Alex Nazarian, a Yahoo correspondent at the White House, questioned the press secretary about Musk's call to prosecute Fauci, prompting her to respond that these personal attacks that we have been seeing are dangerous on Dr. Fauci. Watch.
In the back.
Thank you, Karine. As you know, Elon Musk launched a series of attacks on Dr. Anthony Fauci over the weekend, calling for his prosecution. And then he shared some other memes about him and suggested he's lying about the origins of the coronavirus. What's your response, first of all, specifically to the attacks on Dr. Fauci? And second, how is your view of Twitter as a sort of public forum and a forum for yourself and for the president and many other officials here? How are those views evolving?
So look, we've been very clear about this. These attacks, these personal attacks that we have been seeing are dangerous on Dr. Fauci and other public health professionals as well. They are disgusting and they are divorced from reality. And we will continue to call that out and be very clear about that. Again, these are incredibly dangerous, these personal attacks that we are seeing. Dr. Fauci has served under 7 Republican and Democratic presidents. We cannot forget that. He has given his almost entire career to civil service, as a public servant. His work on infectious disease from HIV/AIDS to COVID has saved countless lives. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he has, we are fortunate, I should say, that he has devoted his career and his life and his exceptional talent to America's public health. And that's what should be discussed right now. That's what we should be thankful to him about. And again, these are incredibly dangerous and should be called out. I'll leave it there.
Yeah, leave it there. A very important point to note made by the Daily Caller is that in 2021, Fauci adamantly denied that the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the lab from which COVID may have originated. In October of 2021, the NIH admitted it funded gain-of-function experiments on bat coronaviruses in China, which led congressional Republicans to call for an investigation and call for his firing. In a preview presented by Aaron Burnett for CNN's Out Front of an interview with David Axelrod, Dr. Anthony Fauci dismissed Elon Musk's attacks on him, calling them merely a distraction. Watch.
"I don't respond to him. I don't pay any attention to him because that's merely a distraction. And if you get drawn into that, and I have to be honest, that cesspool of interaction, It's there's no value added to that, David. It doesn't help anything."
This comes as Twitter announced late Monday that it has disbanded the company's Trust and Safety Council, which is a board of experts that advise the platform on the safety of certain content following concerns over child exploitation. Interestingly, this is the same safety team that banned Trump, even though his tweets did not violate policy. Daily Caller notes that according to Twitter's safety team, Donald Trump's final tweets before his January 8, 2021 ban were not in violation of the company's rules. That's according to internal messages published by journalist Barry Weiss on Monday, obtained as part of Elon Musk's ongoing Twitter files investigation. Time to get out the popcorn. Elon Musk is on a roll. On Monday, he took Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. President Biden coronavirus advisor and director of U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, to task over his statements about COVID's origins. The White House panicked when the tweet went viral, even as Fauci brushed off discussion as a distraction. But that wasn't enough for Elon. He also challenged Twitter to do something about its own Trust and Safety Council double standards, since they've already banned former President Trump despite none of his tweets actually being a policy violation. We can only watch and wait to see how the situation unfolds from here. And Elon, take them all to task. Let's continue the conversation at the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. Yes, we're only just discovering the anti-aging power of collagen. Myself and thousands of others, for example, have already experienced these powers firsthand, but there is a secret. I don't take typical collagen. I use Health with Gary. This special collagen provides 5 key collagen types from 4 unique sources. The result? My skin looks and feels younger, and I feel amazing. I have more energy now than I've had in years. So take Health with Gary today. Your wrinkles will thank you. Take advantage of the Black Friday deal by going to healthwithgary.com or click the link below to get up to 51% off of your order. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.